Hi, this is Ian Griffin on Thursday lunchtime on the 12th of July at the National Speakers 2007 conference in San Diego. And I'm sitting down next to Rebecca Stanton-Reinstein from North Miami Beach in Florida. And Rebecca is in the middle of, involved with a large book project interviewing CEOs. Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you? Good to talk to you.
And good to talk to you. So tell me about this book that you've been working on now for, I guess, a couple of years. I understand you're interviewing CEOs?
Yes, I am. And I've had the opportunity to interview 25 CEOs from across the country. They come from all industries, some large Fortune 500, some smaller entrepreneurial startups, and a little bit of everything in between. Covering the map in terms of types of industry.
So you're not traveling around talking to the hugest corporations, you're keeping it to your neighborhood in South Florida mostly?
Mostly, but a lot of people come through South Florida, yeah. And so I've gotten some big ones that way. And then when I travel to different parts of the country, I set up some of those interviews. So we have people from around the country.
Great. Now, you were telling me, I understand, that the theme of the book has something to do with the framing of the Constitution. You're from Virginia, and that you said people are there know the Constitution because of the history of this country. What's that about?
Well, this is the exciting thing for me. I was reading a book that was describing the U.S. Constitutional Convention of 1787 on a day-to-day basis. And I'm reading the book, and I said, oh, my gosh, they were doing strategic planning, which is what my field is. And I'm saying, this is incredible. And I read some more, and it just all clicked together. And so I began to do the historical research, and then I started going out and saying, okay, if they were doing that then, what are people doing today? And that's when I started looking for CEOs that had two characteristics that I think the framers had. One is they had vision. But more importantly, they knew how to translate that vision into reality. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just some guy looking up and saying, oh, wow, this would be cool. And it wasn't one of these folks that boom, 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 does a lot of stuff, but has no vision. Where are they going?
So I heard one person once told me that for a CEO, vision without strategy is hallucination. So these guys are not hallucinating. Now, I'll of course ignore the fact that these role models you were talking about were busy plotting to secede from my ancestors back in England. That was old crazy King George. So how has it been going interviewing these CEOs and where are you with the book? When's the publication date and so on?
Well, it's been great doing it. I've been on and off over the last 3 years doing the interviews. And we are in the final throes of writing, and my goal is to have that puppy out by the end of the year, because this will be the 220th anniversary of the convention. However, I've got a backup date, because if it goes into 2008, it's okay, because that was the year it was ratified.
Okay.
And by the way, you may be interested to know that the guys at the convention were committing treason for the second time.
We should have chopped their heads off twice.
That's right.
So the CEOs that you've talked to, the interview process was step one. You're then actually, though, you're not just transcribing interviews, you're actually writing.
That's right. Each chapter has one particular theme. So, for example, there's one on bad decisions and how you fall into them. There's one on how you create a culture. There's another one on how you even make decisions. And each chapter has a theme, and we go back and forth between the 18th century and what they were doing and how they did it, and the 21st century and how modern leaders do it, very, very much the same.
So it's not true that the British opinion of Americans is they have no sense of history. You're showing how history relates to modern business.
Absolutely. But, of course, remember I'm a Virginian.
Yeah.
And my dad's notion of a vacation was tramping across a battlefield picking up mini balls.
Okay. Well, it was great to meet you. Now, finally, if people, you presumably have a website where this book will be announced when it's published. If people want to go to that now and bookmark it for December, obviously, maybe they can do a search in Google come December. What's your website?
www.advantage.com. leadership.com.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking with me, and have a great conference.
Thank you so much. This is great.